Welcome to my poster. My name is Kevin Gurney and my observatory is in Sheffield, UK. This poster reports some spectroscopic observations I made last year of the Cepheid variable V1334 Cygni. Cepheids pulsate radially, with many having periods of the order of a few days. This pulsation can give rise to Doppler shifts of the spectral lines. I used a high-resolution spectrograph, the LIRES 3 by Chelyak Instruments, attached to a Celestron C11. The focus here was the hydrogen alpha line at the red end of the spectrum, and I gathered five observations, each on a different night. During calibration, it became apparent that while the atmospheric water lines were well aligned with their expected wavelengths, the hydrogen alpha minimum was consistently blue-shifted and varied from night to night. The blue shift could not be accounted for by the radial velocity of minus 1.8 kilometres per second given in SIMBAD, and so I investigated the literature to see what else could explain this phenomenon. Possibilities include a Doppler shift due to a radial velocity component from the Cepheid pulsation. However, it transpires that V1334 Cygni is a multiple system in which orbital components may play a role in the formation of any Doppler shift. Therefore, extracting the pulsation component of the Doppler shift from such a system is challenging. Fortunately, there is a recent study of my target system which models the orbital and pulsating components, and this was a crucial entry point for my data analysis. To read the poster, follow the panels in numbered order from 1 through to 6. For brevity here, I have focused on the conceptual issues and main results reported graphically. Full details of the data and their processing can be found in the online resource given in reference 3 in the final poster panel. Thank you for your attention.